Well, welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here in the live in the worldwide KFUO studios with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, how you been doing?
Doing well.
Doing well. National Youth Gathering's behind us.
Recovered from travels for that.
Yeah, it was a great time. We were out doing some work with the youth on witnessing. And one of the things we shared with them was using the Lassie approach to bear witness of Jesus, to share Jesus with people in their everyday lives. And one of the things about using the Lassie approach is we call it relational and contextual. Relational, it's with the people God's already put into your lives, so your everyday life, your vocation, you know, people in your family, your workplace, your neighborhood, people that, you know, your children play sports with, the coaches, you name it. Just there's already all these people in your life. You don't have to go out and create new relationships to be a witness of Jesus. You just be a witness in the existing relationships that you have. But contextual, that's another important idea, and I want to talk about that a little bit today. Context.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, wait, that's a Lutheran question, isn't it?
It's a good Lutheran question. You know, and it's a word that gets a bit overused, contextual or context, but it's really an important word because context will really drive a lot of how we approach people using Lassie, right? So context is in part based on our relationships. So your context with somebody that you see once a week in a grocery store who's the cashier and you may know the person's first name and say hi and exchange pleasantries and small talks is going to be different than the context of a family member. You know, so context is going to be shaped by circumstances as well as the relationship itself. So in the Everyone is Witness evangelism program, we've actually broken out a whole series of context modules to help people witness in particular contexts. And we have a lot of work to do to develop all these resources, but here's the big plan. There are six categories of contexts. The first is world religions. So, you know, the context being you've engaged somebody who's an adherent of a world religion, maybe somebody who's a Muslim or somebody who's Hindu or Baha'i or any of those world religions, a Jewish person. How do you engage that person is going to be different because they already have some belief. They already belong to some religion. The second category are cults, and the cults would include Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses. What other cults do we have out there? Scientology, Christian Science, New Age, you know, Eastern mysticism, that sort of thing. So that's a different context than a world religion. So, and how you approach somebody in that context. The third is what we call the de-churched. These are people who once belonged to a Christian church, but are no longer affiliated with a Christian church. For some reason or another, they're de-churched. And even there, your contexts are different. Somebody who's de-churched because they've simply just kind of wandered away and never came back is going to be a different context than somebody who had a really bad experience in the church and left with under conflict or something bad happened to them and now they associate that with the church. Different contexts. The next category are the unchurched. Those are people who've never been involved with a Christian church before. They may know something about the Christian church. They may have some ideas, but they don't have any experience. They've never belonged to a Christian church before, so they're unchurched. And there's different kinds of unchurched people. Yeah. So you have to look at that as well. And
then context is really key.
Right. So we have two more categories. One is witnessing in the context of mercy work. So, yeah, and then also the final one would be life events. We call life events. So witnessing to someone who's experiencing, say, a major medical problem, some kind of health crisis for themselves or someone they love, it's going to be different than witnessing to someone who's just had their first child, you know, but those are life events that open doors to witnessing. So many different ideas about, I think we've identified about three dozen of different modules to go into this. And when we're done, that'll all be available online to people who say, well, how do I use Lassie in this context? And we'll have resources for that. But to give an example of how that sort of works, let's talk about de-churched people.
Okay.
So there's a context.
Sure.
So you say, how do I witness to a de-churched person?
So someone who's been connected with a church before and now no longer involved with the life of a congregation.
Right. So you discover that. Now, obviously, if a family member, you know, you kind of know the background because you know that person and their experience. But maybe a coworker or a new neighbor, somebody you don't know really well, and you discover, wow, they used to belong to a church. Maybe it used to be a Lutheran church. Maybe it used to be a different denomination. But they used to belong to a church, but now they don't anymore. How are you going to witness to that person?
Well, first learn their story. Listen,
yeah. Because, I know that they're de-churched, but I don't know why they're de-churched.
Yeah.
Right, so how am I going to find out? Well, Lassie, listen and ask. Now, I wouldn't say the question probably shouldn't be so blunt. It's like, okay, Andy, why don't you go to church anymore? That might not be a good way to start the conversation. But as you're talking about church and your experience in church and their experience in church and you're listening, you're going to pick up why they don't go to church.
So you don't start with what was so bad about it?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to church?
What's wrong with you? Why don't you go to church?
That's probably not
an effective question. So listening and asking good questions to encourage a person to open up. And again, this is something that it's in the context of a relationship. So it's not like you have to do this all in 5 minutes. This is something that can happen over a long period of time, even as you get to know the person and through mutual trust and respect in your relationship, they feel confident, comfortable opening up to you and sharing their reasons. And the reasons may be deeply personal. So starting with the question, why don't you go to church anymore, is very likely to shut down communication.
Sure, that's pretty personal.
Yeah, especially if we find someone who's had a bad experience in the church. Now, there's bad experiences come in all different shapes and sizes. But let's face it, there are people who've been hurt by the church. They say, well, how do we witness to someone who's been hurt by the church? Well, if we're not listening, we're not asking questions that help us understand, it's going to be very difficult to witness that person in an effective way.
Mm-hmm.
So listening and asking, really important to understand the context. So then we get to the seeking and sharing. What is my point of contact? Well, it's kind of nice when you're talking with someone who is de-churched, there's a built-in point of contact, right? There's a connection point right there that here's somebody who was once part of the church. We have that in common. Very likely this person's been baptized into Christ, but is now alienated from the family of Christ. So you have a built-in connection point. How you then share, it really is being driven by your conversation. So if somebody has been hurt by the church, what you're going to share is going to be different than someone who just, well, I went to college and stopped going to church and never really started back up again.
Never really saw a need for it anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's like, I never really thought about it, but yeah, I just kind of drifted away and nobody seemed to care and my life filled up with other things and
it was boring.
Well, maybe it was boring, maybe it wasn't. It just wasn't important to me at the time. And I haven't really thought about it since. That's different than somebody who's, the pastor did something terrible to me. How am I going to witness in that situation? So context is going to drive that. And maybe the bad experience with the church wasn't anything really traumatic. It was just something pushed them over the edge. I sat in someone's pew and they told me I had to move. So I didn't feel welcome there anymore. And I left. That's a bad experience. You know, may not be a dramatic or traumatic bad experience, but it was enough to for that person to say, I'm done with the church. So again, listening and asking, really important to understand as we get to the seeking and sharing. And of course, then we move on to invite and encourage. And our, I think the natural tendency of us when we're witnessing to someone who's de-churched is, let's just invite them back to church. But if we don't understand why they're not there, that invitation may actually kind of put up barriers to our conversation. So it may seem logical and easy for us. Hey, you haven't been in church for 14 years? Come back to church. Yeah. There you go. But there's a reason they haven't. And listening and asking, seeking, sharing is going to guide us to what's an appropriate invitation here. As we talk about inviting people, as we share the Everyone Is Witness workshops, we encourage you, when you invite someone, first of all, make it specific, make it appropriate, but also when it's possible and appropriate, invite the person to come with you. Don't just say, hey, come back to church, but rather, if it's appropriate invitation, hey, I'd love for us to go to church together. Can I come by and pick you up on Sunday morning? Or anytime you're ready, whenever you're ready, and I, you know, let me know. I'd love to, we can go together. That's a lot less daunting to somebody. Just put yourself in the shoes of someone who hasn't been in church for, you know, 10 years. And now they're coming back to a church. Maybe they don't know anybody. Worse yet, maybe they do. You know, to come into that situation just as a stranger, alone, can really be difficult for people. But to come with a friend who cares and is opening the way for you is much more inviting.
Certainly, what we can do to help them, well, to understand their circumstances, understand their situation, and then, yeah, to try to make that first time back or first time in church seem less daunting or overwhelming.
Right. So I'm reminded of a situation where a Japanese student was attending a seminary, just came to America, never experienced anything American, and I took him to a hockey game. And he had no idea what hockey was, but he loved it. I think he liked the fights more than anything else. But
that's what you go to hockey for, right?
Yeah, it was Rodney Dangerfield said, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out.
Right.
And it wasn't an NHL, it was IHL, which is the, you know, International Hockey League. So the fighting is a little bit more robust. But I was there to explain the game to him, to try, you know, this is what's going on. And if he would have gone by himself, it would have been like, what
sure.
is going on? I have no idea what's going on. But here I was able to explain. Try to explain icing to someone who, from another country. From not Finland or something, because they would get it. But somebody who has no exposure to hockey at all and try to explain icing, that's not easy. or what a puck is. He didn't know what a puck was because he never, no experience in life. You know, and I eventually, during the intermission, took him down to the gift shop and showed him what a puck was because he couldn't conceive of it. That's what it's like for someone coming to church. You know, it's all comfortable to us. We know it. We grew up with it. You know, even if we can't explain icing, we know what happens when icing gets called. You know, it's our world. For someone outside the church coming in, it's a completely foreign world. They don't understand.
Sure.
So inviting someone by saying, come with me, you know, is so much more inviting to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't forget the E of Lassie, encourage. Even if somebody doesn't come to church with you, even if somebody, be that encourager, keep bringing that good news of Jesus to them, pray with them, pray for them, and wait for the Holy Spirit to work so you're there and ready for that person in the context of your relationship with them.
Well, very good. And so you're working on all these context modules. Look forward to seeing them come out, hopefully in the coming year.
The first ones will be coming out in this fall. And we're starting with Mormonism, witnessing to people who are experiencing health crises, and people who have drifted away from the church.
Very good. That's it for Witness Wednesday. Our email address, lassie@kfuo.org.